7:50 at KOZI, and joining us on every Thursday while the legislature is in session, Washington State Senator Brad Hawkins. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Jeff. Great to be with you.
Oh, good to have you. And as I mentioned, I rattled off just a series of things. It's kind of like the rubber is meeting the road in Olympia these days, and lots of things getting done. Can you fill us in?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. We just passed a major cutoff date here at the Capitol, and it's the cutoff date for bills that originated in the state Senate to pass the state Senate. That was last night at 5 o'clock. So there was a huge rush to get the remaining bills out, and a lot of bills obviously made it through, but there many, many more bills did not. One of the bills that I'm very thankful for that did pass the Senate, it was approved 39-9, was a bill that I've been working on for the past year and a half related to hydropower tax treatment. And that is a bill in its current form that passed the Senate that would significantly benefit Chelan County PUD and PUDs in North Central Washington, because what it would do would provide a relief from the state portion of the sales tax for certain hydro refurbishments at the dams that will be taking place. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited that bill got out, as well as my Apple license plate. And so now what legislators do is, if their bills pass the Senate, the senators start working over in the House to schedule House committee hearings and try to advance their bill through the House. And then we're starting to see the House members come over to the Senate and advocate for their House passed bills in the Senate committees and beyond. So it's a big shift of gears. And around this time, too, the budgets are starting to be released. The state is updating all three of its state budgets this year, the operating budget, the transportation budget, and the capital budget. And so you're going to beginning to hear information about the budget proposals. And, of course, when we talk about budgets, we talk about spending, but we also talk about revenue. And there was some big news that just got released from the state the past couple of days about revenues.
Yeah, and with those revenue forecasts, is that going to alleviate some of the concerns surrounding, say, the $30 tab fees that could be directed back into the transportation budget?
Well, that would sure be nice. And that is a major, major issue here. And it's always been a source of consternation between the two parties, because primarily the Eastern and Central Washington legislators are really supportive of the $30 car tabs, whereas some of the Western Washington legislators are not. So with this additional revenue, whether it will be enough to try to strike some sort of agreement on that car tab issue is important. But also, recently in the court system, a King County judge recently upheld most of the $30 car tab initiative that was approved. So at this point, I'm starting to believe that even if the legislature doesn't resolve that issue this year, this session, that, you know, within a month or two after we get done, the courts might likely uphold that. So that was a good sign for people who support that. But as far as the state revenue goes, we do these revenue forecasts every quarter, and they, you know, project the revenues that are incoming to the state over the next period of time. And the state revenue continues to increase. Fortunately, the revenues are approximately $600 million greater with this most current revenue projection than what the legislature had anticipated when we approved our budget. So things are very positive. That definitely helps the budget writers. And hopefully, my thought is, since our state economy is so strong, now is the time to save more of our money in a reserve account for a rainy day.
Yeah, or even give it back to the people who put it in there.
Yeah, that's a possibility too. Just trying to convince some of my colleagues to not spend it and to save it is hard enough, but I do understand where you're coming from, and I wouldn't oppose that either.
Of course. Hey, before we run out of time, let's talk a little bit about Boeing, because this is kind of an interesting thing where the Boeing company has actually asked lawmakers to suspend its preferential tax rate, and that's like a 40% tax break that the legislature has provided them, and they're saying, don't give it to us. What's up with that?
Very, very interesting. Very interesting turn of events. It's obviously been a very difficult year for Boeing with their 737 MAX, the challenges related to that aircraft. And then now recently, as they're hoping to get that issue all squared away, the tax breaks that the state of Washington extended to Boeing in 2013 to help incentivize that they would stay in Washington state, apparently those tax breaks are so generous that the World Trade Organization, an international organization, is saying that Boeing has an unfair advantage compared to some of the other airplane manufacturers worldwide.
Specifically, so Airbus they're referring to, I believe.
Airbus, yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. So in order to comply with international requirements related to trade and not for Boeing not to be slapped with massive international tariffs, they need to get their tax rate in line with what their international competitors also have in their countries. And so Boeing, uncharacteristically, and just really in a turn of events, is coming back to the legislature saying, you know, we really need to make sure that we are able to avoid all these international tariffs. Can you eliminate the tax break that we advocated for several years ago? And what that has the effect of doing would be to generate additional revenue back into the state of Washington, because basically Boeing is asking for us to raise their taxes.
Yeah.
And right now they're not really manufacturing a lot of airplanes, but in future years and future biennia, that could be really beneficial in terms of state revenue. So that's another positive for the budget writers.
We're facing a hard break coming up with CBS News. Any final things we want to get out to your constituents this morning?
No, I just appreciate the chance to connect with you every week, Jeff, and people are feel free to contact me if they have any questions about any issues. And thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thank you for your time this morning. Senator Brad Hawkins, making a community connection here on KOZI.